Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. Since 1916, Farm Credit Illinois has been helping farm families succeed, providing farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing. Through both the prosperous and challenging economic cycles of agriculture, Farm Credit will support rural Illinois today and tomorrow.
It's 8:57 and 31 degrees. Time to check on commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Bill Gentry. Glad to have you with us this morning.
Very good, Brian. Glad to be with you. Looks like firming price action to start the day. Looking for a positive but choppy day to unfold. Please note that December futures expire on Thursday, probably at noon, if I'm not mistaken. No additional sales were announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system this morning. A little bit of disappointment there, but it doesn't seem to be hurting prices. Currently looking at the March corn, up a penny and a quarter at 349 even. July next summer, 365 and a half, up a penny. And next year's December corn, 381 and a quarter, up one. Switching to the Soyplex, January soybeans, 977 and a half, up one and three quarters. March beans, 988 and three quarters, up a penny and a half. And next year's November, 996, up a penny and a quarter. January soybean meal, 325.20, up a half a dollar. And January soybean oil, 33.15, down 30. March wheat, 414 and three quarters, up four. July wheat, 440 and a half, up three and a quarter. Kansas City March wheat, 415 and a quarter, up four. And Minneapolis wheat, 612 and a half, up seven. Switching to this crude oil market, up about a half a dollar, but yesterday's outside day down suggests a few more days of defensive trade may be in order. The dollar is a little defensive this morning, correcting a little bit of an overbought condition, and we'll see what kind of a pullback we get. As we've mentioned in the past, with higher interest rates on the horizon, the dollar should continue to find support. Consumer price index data out this morning reportedly was up 0.4%, in line with expectations. FOMC results due out this afternoon will be an influence. Expectations are for a quarter-point interest rate hike from the Fed rate. Going forward, the question will be how many interest rates hikes will we get next year? Current expectations are for four interest rate hikes, but recent rhetoric has been trimming it maybe back to three. Back to our markets, trade pretty much took yesterday's USDA data in stride. Global numbers swelled just a little, but market focus is already turning towards South American weather. Some rains are expected down there next week, but if they are lighter than expected, we could see a more positive price action situation develop. Finally, as usual, weekly ethanol numbers released shortly. The week should give an influence to the corn market. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
Thank you very much, Bill. That's Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us this morning. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly cloudy and breezy. A few light flurries possible late in the day with a high of 44 degrees. Southwest wind gusting up to 35 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 22. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.